open your window. Jesus Christ, open it. There you go. Here. It's your notebook. I accidentally took it with me last time I was here. Fucking take it. I put it in my backpack while we were finishing the project together. You're really, really lucky. We got a good grade on that. I would have totally come back to kick your ass. But I wanted to give it back to you. Your notebook. Because I know how much of a fucking dickhead the teachers can be when you don't have your notebook with you. So yeah, there you go. I'll just leave myself out, okay? What? Do I want to stay over for a cup of tea? Oh, I see what's happening. You think what we did last time, that was like a thing? We're like doing like as a thing? No, that was one time, okay? I wanted to have some fun with you. I used you as my little pet or a little toy, and that's it. I don't want to have anything to do with you at all. Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to get home before this fucking weather starts coming down. You've heard the forecasts, have you? It's gonna rain tonight. A lot. And I still have to walk home. No, I will not stay here. Look, I'm gonna go now. So, get your dumbass mind out of the gutter. I don't want to stay with you, okay? Ah, Jesus Christ. It's already raining. Fuck. I knew this was gonna happen. I should have just gave you the notebook at school. That's what I get for being friendly. Okay, fine. You can make me a cup of tea if you want to. Okay? No, you know, make me a coffee. That would be better. If I'm gonna have to deal with your ass until the rain stops. I'll be making myself comfortable, okay? I remember your bed being very soft and bouncy. What are you waiting for? Go make me that coffee. Jesus. Finally. Thank you. This is fucking garbage. You trying to poison me or something? This isn't coffee. This is just water that tastes like coffee. Okay, fine. I'll finish it, okay? Weak ass coffee. It's just as weak as you. Do you want to talk about it? You know, what happened last time I was here. Do you want to talk about it? Look, I can see at your dumbass face that you didn't forget about it, and without having a talk about it, you're not gonna forget about it. Well, my therapist always says you have to talk to people about your feelings in order to move on. So, do you want to talk about it? Come on, sit next to me on your bed. Look, last time I was here because of that project, you remember, right? And I accidentally took your notebook and stuff, but point is, you were getting very close to me, and I was getting very close to you, and that never happened before. And I just saw the opportunity to play around with you a bit, okay? So I kissed you, and I convinced you to, you know, to make you a bit more vulnerable to me. And I played around with that, and you liked it, and I liked it, and that's fine. But that doesn't mean we're friends. Oh god fucking no. And that doesn't mean we're anything like lovers or friends with benefits, anything like that, okay? We just had some fun once. I just did some stuff with my hands, and now you fucking think I'm gonna do that again? Hell no. That was a one-time thing, and I've moved on, and so should you, okay? I still can't stand the crap out of your dumbass, and I'm sure you don't like me. You may think you like me, and you may think that you want me to do those things to you, but in fact, you don't. It's just that fucked up syndrome, but I don't know the name because I'm fucking stupid sometimes. I am. Leave me the fuck alone about it, okay? Look, I believe that you have this perfect little world where you have these danger boyfriend kind of thingies where you're attracted to some person that isn't good to you or a person that really hates you, and that's fucking pathetic, okay? But I'm not that person. I'm not some asshole that pretends to not care about you and then cares about you anyways. I'm the exact opposite, and you hate me and you're delusional, okay? I'm gonna finish my weak ass coffee now, if you don't mind. Don't talk to me. I thought this would be a good idea, but now that I realize you're just a weirdo, I don't want to talk about it. It's making me very uncomfortable that you have these feelings towards a person that isn't even treating you right. I mean, look at me. I know it, you know it, everybody knows it. I've been mistreating you at school since day one. I don't know, no fuck, I missed day one. Day two, it doesn't matter. I'm not a good person. And you shouldn't treat me like I'm helpable or fixable or any of those things. You better just back off and leave me alone. I don't want you to get to my head. It's uncomfortable. Okay, I don't want you to mess with my thoughts. You have a question for me. Sure, ask your question. Do I think you're attractive? That's not a fair question. No, that's not a fair question at all. Yeah. Well, you know that I find you attractive, don't you? Then why are you asking? You're just messing with me. I don't like it. I'm the one messing with you, not the other way around. Okay. But yes, you are attractive. But it doesn't matter, because you're a dumbass anyways. No, listen, I know what you're doing. You're trying to play the whole card on me like, you're better, you can change, you're secretly a good person. No, okay? No, not at all. It's not gonna work. I'm just waiting for the rain to stop. maybe I have a question for you. Do you have a crush on me? You know what? I don't want to know the answer. Whatever it is, don't. Find someone else, okay? You deserve someone that cares about you. I don't know. I don't care about you. That's the whole thing. Listen. If I cared about you, I wouldn't put you through all the crap I did at school. You know, you just don't get it, do you? So if you would be pinned down by me on the bed right now, if I were to kiss you, you would just fucking allow that after all the shit I did? If I were to put my hand on your neck like this and stroke it gently and push you down on the bed like this, and lean in for a kiss, you would just accept that, and you would not pull away. If I were to come very, very close like this, you would just allow me to do whatever I want. I thought so. You know what? You're fucking sick, you know? I don't know what is wrong with you. You're just a psychopath. You fall for guys that mistreat you, that abuse you. What the hell is wrong with you? You have some serious issues, you know? And I'm not gonna deal with that. Whatever it is, you should see a therapist about it. Not confront your bully about it, you know? We're nothing alike each other. We'll never be. We'll never be anything more than just a bully and a sad, pathetic little person that happens to like their bully. You're very, very pathetic. Okay? You're such a fucking loser. And you don't even realize that half the time. But you like it, don't you? You like it when I say these things. You enjoy it when I raise my voice against you. You really like it when I'm threatening you, or when I'm getting really close into your comfort zone. You like to be vulnerable. You like for me to have all the power over you. You want me to do things because you know you can't control me. You can't do anything about it. If I were to try and take you right here and right now. Oh God, you want it, don't you? You want me to undress you. You want me to push you down on the bed or against the wall or wherever I want to take you. And you want me to put it in and thrust as hard as I can without mercy, do you? You know what you are? You're a filthy little slut. That's what you are. You like it when powerful guys degrade you. You like it when you're in danger, but not really. You know I would never hurt you too bad, but you know I can make you feel things. You know I can say whatever I want, and it will enter your ears as some sick lullaby, and you'll get very horny. You're so fucking sick in your mind. You'd rather have a boyfriend that hurts you and says all these things to you without actually caring about any of your feelings than having an actual boyfriend that loves you and cares about you and treats you with respect. You are something else. You're crazy. And I hate myself for being attracted to you. For it. God, I just want to leave you alone, but I can't for some reason. I just want to take you right here. You were waiting for that, weren't you? Are you happy now? You're stupid. Bratty. Little sup. You're so fucking sick. But so am I. Let's be fucking crazy together. I'm willing to make this work. At least I want to try. I don't even know what the hell this is. I want it to last. I love it. I love having this sick dynamic with you. It just turns me on so much. That's it. Help me with my shirt. You feel good. I want to be that projection you have in your head of me. I love you. You stupid, bratty. Idiot. I fucking love you. Okay. Are you sure this is what you want? Okay. Then get on your knees and get me hard right now. No teeth, okay? I love it when you're sucking me off. I really wanted to get to that part last time. You have no idea, but I couldn't allow you to do it. I only wanted to use my fingers on you, and my hand, but now that you're doing it, I knew this is what I wanted from the day I met you. I knew I wanted to get you on your knees and defile your pretty little mouth with my cock, and you're so fucking good at it. Stroke my cock with your filthy tongue, you little slut. Stroke it good. This is everything you wanted and more, huh? Little filthy brat. I don't even care anymore. I just want you to suck it the whole night long. I don't care how many times I come into that pretty little throat of yours. I want to do it again, again, and again, okay? Just feels so freaking good to have all of that power in my hands. This isn't going fast enough. I'm gonna grab your head and thrust my cock in your throat. You better prepare for it. Oh, you like it when I throat fuck the crap out of you, huh? You like to be defiled and used as a little toy, huh? You're so sick. And I love it. That's the sickest part about it. I just want to clap my balls against your chin, you know? Your mouth feels so fucking tender, so soft and warm, and your throat so slimy and so tight. It's like my cock is meant to be inside of you, that way. You want my milk, huh? You want me to fill you down your throat? Okay. Well, say no more. I just can't fucking do it. Swallow the rest of it. What are you waiting for? Just don't show it to me. Swallow it. Look, I'm sorry. I should have never done this. this is wrong. This doesn't feel right. Me just abusing and using you like this. This is so fucked up. This is just messed up in every way. I can't do this, okay? Let's just wait out the rain and not do anything more. You've had your fun with my cock now. That's it. That's all you're gonna get. Why can't you just be satisfied with swallowing my load? I don't want to go further with you. This doesn't feel right. Yeah, I know I'm allowed to. I know you won't struggle. I know I can do whatever I want. It just doesn't feel right. Get off me. Just don't fucking touch me. You don't understand. You like being treated this way by me because you've been used to it all this time. I want to change. I don't want to disrespect you sexually, okay? I don't want to degrade you. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I just want to love you. Of course I want to have sex with you, but I don't want to do it like this. I want to be able to have actual feelings for you that aren't based upon seeing you as a little prey and seeing myself as a predator that takes you whenever he feels like it. I want to be able to share tender and affectionate moments with you, and I'm not able to do so, and I fucking hate myself for that. You don't understand. I know how much you love doing this. I know how much you love being my little slut. I know, but it's not right. This isn't real. This isn't something that can last. This isn't healthy. Don't you see? I love you. I just don't know how to express my feelings. So I pretend that I hate you and I can't stand you, so I can keep being around and insult you as an excuse to just be with you. And I can't care about you because you just think I'm some kind of Didn't you hear what I said? I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to bully sex, whatever this is, with you. I don't want to kiss you as well anymore. I know. It's too much. You weren't kissing me to initiate anything. You were doing it out of compassion. Oh, okay. Do you think we could, is there any way we could start over, you and I? I want to get to know you, not as one of my victims. I want to I don't know. Would you like to go out on a date with me? I don't know how dates work, though. We could go for ice cream. Or we could watch a movie and talk about the movie. I don't know. Do you want to date me? Do you want to try to fall in love with me in a normal way? Okay. Thank you. I think I want to try and do the same. I'm sure of it. I promise I won't treat you like garbage anymore. I promise I'll treat you with respect and the affection and love you deserve. The rain stopped. Can I sleep over? I know I can just walk through. Well, I know I can just walk home because the rain has stopped, but I think I want to stay with you. I want to sleep over, if that's all right. Okay. But I have one more question, though. Do you think you're able to trust me? Okay. Thank you.